Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Dublin Port has been a thriving, busy harbour with a remarkable history dating back over hundreds of years. And the port has had a central role in the working lives of many local people from the Ringsend and East Wall region of Dublin. In recent times, though, that connection was beginning to be lost, so a group of retired mariners from the area have come up with an innovative scheme to draw younger local people back to Dublin Port. And Evelyn went along to see the work in action. Evelyn is with us now. So Evelyn, tell us more about the background to the programme.
Oh, Claire, I really enjoyed this. This is a new maritime skills training course. And as you say, it was set up to, you know, to draw in a wide range of interested people, including some young unemployed people, maybe from the local community, to get this chance, this opportunity to get certified maritime skills. And the idea is really simple. Give young people a foundation for further maritime study or employment in the port and docklands area, while also using the training as a way of keeping that, you know, precious maritime knowledge alive. So the courses are run by the Irish Nautical Trust, supported by the Dublin Port Company, sponsored by Google, and I started by meeting Jimmy Murray from the Trust, who came up with the idea at the side of the Liffey at the Poolbeg Yacht and Boat Club, as we got on board one of the boats used for training, the Liffey Sweeper.
VTS, VTS, Liffey Sweeper, Liffey Sweeper.
Sweeper on VTS.
I'm just a Poolbeg Marina, recording a radio check, please, over.
So, Jimmy, where are we?
We're at the back of the Poolbeg Yacht Club now, and we're heading down to the marina. We're at the top of the ramp, so we're just going to walk down here now.
So this was the classroom, you know, this part here was the classroom for your students.
This is the real world. This is now reality. They would have coming out to experience the boats probably for the first time. So they'd have their life jackets on.
And
they'd
really was the first time for some of them?
Some of them very first time, yeah.
So the purpose of the first few days was just to get them familiar with
Getting familiar with the surroundings, what a pontoon is, what a marina is, the way boats are tied up, how the boat reacts to the water and the weather itself. There's a whole list of things. Got to see, is it safe to go out? Is the weather conditions good? How the boat's tied up, preparing the boat, checking it, everything, the safety, the radio works.
Is this the boat here?
This is the Liffey Sweeper. This is the one that actually cleans the River Liffey.
Part of the classroom.
This is part of the classroom. Yeah. This is one of the ideal vessels that will service the Liffey for the future. That's why it's great to have trainees, people who now are certified to go around the port, and we have the Liffey Ferry as well, which is towards the port, and they're all come through the maritime training programme.
So you were a sailor and then you wanted to give back. Explain all this to me.
We were born and reared on the River Liffey. In the flats of Dublin, so we overlooked the River Dodder, and part of our livelihood was everything to do with boats, from scouting to swimming, joining with the fishermen, the dockers, salmon fishing. So our lives were related from everything from the quay walls to the river, hence that has never left us. So giving something back, an opportunity to give this back today and open that door once again to people who want to enter the maritime sector. We can open the door and give them that opportunity to get a certification to get to sea, to work on the river and to repeat that history.
Now, that was Jimmy Murray there, Claire, telling me all about it. And so many of the team there are retired sailors or dock workers from the local area who have that wealth of skill and knowledge to pass on, including, for example, Jimmy Dent, who's course manager from the Irish Nautical Trust. He grew up playing in the Liffey, wants to pass on that love too. And I also spoke to Paul Hogan, who's the assistant harbour master at Dublin Port Company. Again, a man interested, really interested in this course. Hear both those men. Tell us more.
We do a 12-week course. We're on our second course. The first course we ran back in January, we had 10 people, and we had 8 people on this one. We only had one person drop out, and that was just for personal reasons. And it covers all topics from first aid, personal survival techniques, powerboat level 2 training. It's a comprehensive maritime training course.
So then tell me about your own background, your relationship with the sea, what you bring to this course, I suppose.
I'm originally from Ringsend. My relationship started through my father. When he bought the house, the family home that we still have in Ringsend, mortgage, things were hard to pay. So in Ringsend Tech, they were running training course to build your own boat. So my father thought this was a great way to get a boat, and then he was going to salmon fish on the River Liffey, exactly just out there as we see it at the moment. So built a boat, called it after myself and my brother, we'd row up and down the Liffey with other families just racing and having fun, and I suppose that's the roots, that's where it all came from.
So it was a very easy, natural relationship
for
you.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
it's your playground.
I've been on boats all my life. I love the people who want to learn about boats. As with the boating community, they all want to share their knowledge of boats.
The connection between Dublin Port Company and the Yacht Club and Ringsend, Poolbeg, etc., been there for 100 years and more. It's a strong connection, family ties to people working in the port. There's a lot of the locals here. We have family members across working with us in the marine teams whose fathers would have worked as either tug masters or marine operatives over the years with us.
So this course, what do you think of it? What do you make of it?
It's exactly what the area needs. 13 weeks exposing people who may have never been on board a boat before, and then maybe others who have a little bit of experience and just want to develop and see if working at sea or working within harbours or just on boats is something for them. So it's fantastic if they can develop trainees to get up to a good standard, put them out there, get a little bit of experience around the coast, etc., and get their certification up to its required levels. We'd welcome them with open arms if the positions are there.
Now, Evelyn, you met one of the trainees involved in all of this, a local man from the area.
That's right. I got to speak to Philip Murphy, who told me that when he was younger, he had started working on building sites but found them really boring. So when he got a chance to take part in this course, he leapt at it and has loved it. He loves the water. He loves being out in boats. And here Philip describes the impact that the training has had on him and his life.
I basically did the course because I was from Ringsend and I used to love looking at the boats. And my grandfather was a docker, if I'm sure at that. From a young age, I was fascinated. I loved fishing, so I used to always run off from the flats. And my ma would be looking for me and I'd be down here crab fishing on the pontoons and she wouldn't know where I was. And she'd
as
be
a little youngster?
Yeah, as probably the age of 7.
So you left school and went to the building site?
I left school at 16, went to FUS. I'd done a FUS course on computers, didn't like it. I left, then went and done scaffolding for a couple of years and didn't like that. Tried roofing, tried all different stuff in the construction industry, but it was a long time in building sites, so doing the same thing every day, and it wasn't for me. I used to be going to work unhappy, so I came down here and I found a love for boats, and that's what I'm doing now.
So how did Jimmy get you in there? Did you know him?
I knew Jimmy all my life. I knew Jimmy's son, Thomas. Grew up in the area with Thomas. I seen him during lockdown. He says, would you like to start with us, like even part-time? I came down and started doing the part-time. And then a course came along. He says, do you want to do all your boating skills? And I says, yeah. What does it inform? Because I don't like sitting in classrooms. And he told me, it's navigation, VHF, your boat handling, and then you get your commercial accreditations after. So then your commercial accreditation, it's basically a skipper's license, so you can skipper a vessel and have crew on board. And basically what I'm doing now, I'm working for Jimmy full time, and I skipper the Liffey Ferry sometimes, or the Liffey Sweep, or whatever.
And come here, like 3 years ago, could you have imagined that this is where you'd be?
No, not really, no. I have two young kids at home, so I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son and a fiance, so I just need to keep my head in the straight and narrow and go to work and look after my kids, you know. I enjoy the boats every single day, something different. And I could be outside the bay or I could be inside the bay. And I mean, it's completely different to working on buildings, so it's just stuck looking at the same thing every day. I enjoy it. It's just magical, you know.
Now, the Jimmy, of course, is a passionate advocate for this work, as we've been hearing. He's to blame for a lot of this, to be honest with you, Claire. But here he told me finally about the importance of all this work in the scheme and what it means to him.
I had a grandfather that went to sea, all right, yeah, but my father's now worked on the docks. I suppose our community is a maritime community. Like Ringsend is a maritime village. Everything related to fishing boats, to the docks, the port. So every house that you knocked on, somebody worked in the port or related to the maritime industry. So that's where we lived and that was our world.
So for you, do you want to share this?
Yeah, so we're at a stage in our time to start to give this back, to open that door to young people. We have the knowledge, we have the experience. Shame on us if we don't spread a word and help them to get that opportunity. So we combined a whole network of experienced people. Why we have an opportunity? Because we're all getting older. So we compiled a lot of local people around to give their experience to help with the training course and then bring in the professional providers then to certify them and to get them on their way and get them jobs in this industry, because the industry is growing. So it would be nice to get back into our marine pool of people who have the knowledge and the experience. So when those jobs come up, they can take them up. So this is a unique training experience because it's a combination of experienced sailors, the technology that we need today, and the certification that's required.
And it seems to me you're very proud of this work. You know, this is important to you.
I think, yes, I am proud because I've seen so much experience with young, especially young men. They have all their difficulties in life, but get them out in the water and you will see a change in that person because they're not in control anymore. Nature is in control. So they learn to work with it. They learn to get a balance. I say There's probably about 30 people now in the port of Dublin working on cranes, ships, foremen, pilot boat drivers and all went through our introduction to the early parts of the maritime world. Now, this is well before we started the training plan. So we'd be out in the water, we'd pass a ship by and I was saying...
One of the massive ones,
yeah. I would say to the young people, look up. If you stick with the programme and you get your certifications, you just look up there at that ship. You could actually be the skipper of that ship if you just put your mind to it.
And that's Jimmy Murray there speaking to Evelyn at Dublin Port.